Machine Repeat here, folks. This segment of AgriTalk brought to you by our friends at Dakota Ag Innovations, makers of Dakota Shine, the best way I've seen to fix faded paint. Go to dakotashine.com or call 888-996-7801.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. Davis?
Yes.
Since spring doesn't start until 4:24 Central this afternoon.
Yeah.
Do we call today the first day of spring, or do we wait and call tomorrow the first full day of spring?
I've always been one to say the first day of spring is March 21st. But spring actually does spring today.
Today. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
So that doesn't answer my question. Do we call today the first day of spring, or do we wait until tomorrow and call tomorrow the first full day
of spring? You know what? Let's be adults about this. Let's delay gratification.
Okay.
I'll wait until tomorrow.
You sound like we're just gonna like go with some sort of a lawmaker's approach to this. You know what? Let's just wait until tomorrow.
No. I actually mean it when I say let's be the adults in the room.
Oh, I gotcha. I gotcha. Let's bring another one in. Greg Peterson, Machine Repeat. How are you, Greg?
Hey, I'm doing well, guys. I think if I'm a data guy, so I would say multiples of three. So 3 times 7 is 21. So I'm with Davis. I vote tomorrow, first day of spring. But that's just my take.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I'm not afraid to go along with that. That does not bother me at all. I might be in. Now, if it happened at 4:24 this morning, I think I'd be calling today the first
day. That's a different deal.
Yeah. All right. How you doing, Greg? It was good to see you down at Orlando.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a good week down there. Commodity Classics, always fun. And got back from the show and just buckled up tight because mid-March is go time for auctions. Yeah. So it's been a fun past week. And, boy, week coming up is just going to be nuts.
Yeah. It feels like we've been testing the market. But this next week, really feels like there's going to be a big test for the market, some huge offerings in the week ahead. We'll get to those in a moment, but let's get started with the pick of the week.
Pick of the week, we're going kind of a red tractor, 30-plus years old. We don't see that often, a 1986 Case IH 2096, two-wheel drive, actually sold Saturday. It was in Ottawa, Ohio. Our great friends at Sifka Real Estate and Auction Company, Aaron and the team there, fantastic. In fact, that northwest corner of Ohio, I've written about it often, but I think over my 33 years, that's probably the absolute top of the market for used values right there. And this 2096 Saturday brought $37,500, record auction price on a 2096 by $6,500. Previous record was $31,000, but get this, that record was from October of 06. In Wilkie, Saskatchewan. So you're talking about, what is that, 16 and a half years ago?
Yeah.
So again, these record prices on good condition tractors just popping in from every angle.
Wow. Okay. All right. I'll admit, I just had to Google it. That tractor was made a little bit longer than what I thought it was. I had a hard time remembering it. But it was made from 1985 to 1989. So it's
it's one of those tractors, right? As an international case, you know, that tough time in the mid 80s. Some of those models, when we see them now, like this one owner low hours, they just like this one did exactly. They just pushed past anything we've ever seen. Now the sale Saturday, Chip, did have some other nice tractors that did very well. 1998 John Deere 8300. 5,901 hours, went for $80,000. A little newer model, a 13 model Case IH Puma 130 CVT, 1,850 hours with a loader, brought $77,000. And then how about a couple 1977 models, a John Deere 4230, just over 5,000 hours for $29,000. And then a 77 model International 1486, again, just over 5,000 hours for $24,000. So Aaron and the crew had quite a sale there Saturday.
Yeah, no doubt. That 1486, that seems it may not be a record price, but that's a pretty hefty price on that tractor, isn't it?
It is. It is. And I had one of our contacts, Dylan Bulk, was out there, and he sent me some video, which I haven't posted yet, of the 4230 and the 1486 selling Saturday. So I hope to get those out on YouTube and social media here later today. So, Yeah, fun to see those sweet, you know, I guess funny to call them vintage when they're 1977, but hey, they sold very hot.
Greg, we have gotten to the vintage parts of our cars as well. So
we are vintage, yes.
Yes, yeah, so it's okay to call them vintage. let's go to Nebraska.
Yeah, last Tuesday, Adam Marshall down by Kearney, Nebraska. Fantastic auction. I'll be posting, actually, right when I hop off the air, I'll be posting pictures of these on social media. But they sold a 1993 John Deere 4560 two-wheel drive, 5,523 hours, one owner, went for $63,500. And actually, Chip, exactly the same thing here. At 63.5, that's a record on a two-wheel drive 4560. The previous record was 60,000, but that was March 8th of 08. So exactly 15 years ago this month. And then also on the auction last Tuesday, Adam sold a 2004 John Deere 8220 mechanical front with almost 4,600 hours on it, but still it went for $120,500. That's the second highest auction price on an 8220 in 10 years. And again, it had almost 4,600 hours on it. Yeah. So good condition is bringing big money right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Greg, those numbers on the 4560 and on the 8220, those have got to rival dealer prices, don't they?
Yep, they do. In fact, if here's a case where when supply is an issue, and farmers, for the most part, it's a strong economy, there's some money flowing through the system, the auction method accentuates the buying pressure. So that's why you see these things. And yeah, it's possible a dealer maybe couldn't even get that off the lot.
Right.
But when Adam puts it on the sale last Tuesday, it's like, folks, here's the nicest two-wheel drive 4560 you're going to find. Yeah. And it's like, if you want it, get your checkbook out because 10 other guys want it too.
Yep. Okay. All right. Boy, we usually wait a little bit longer before we jump to the previews, but this is a big week ahead of you.
Yeah, it's amazing. My eyes today are on our friends at Sullivan Auctioneers. They have a huge 2-day online dealer farmer auction.
This is huge.
Absolute sale. Yeah, it's a huge sale. And it's funny, the guy sent me a drone video I posted over the weekend, a preview. But there's one tractor in the corner of the lot. It's a 1988 John Deere 8850 four-wheel drive. I believe, I can't confirm, I heard it's the last Kinsey conversion. Has 1,000 hours on that. And this thing is just, people are going nuts for this thing. So that sells, I think, today. So I'll be posting about that. And then if we just go through the week, man, there's Thursday is a huge day. Our friends at Maticek Implement out of Faribault, Minnesota, they are selling 7 quad tracks on online auction, on auction time, including a pair of 620 quad tracks, a 22 and a 21 model, a pair of 580 quad tracks, a 20 and a 21 model, and then some nice older ones, I think a 535. So if you're looking for a quad track, Thursday, Maticek Implement, it's Maticek.com. Check out their website. And so that's Thursday. And then also Thursday, if we hop over to Sioux Center, Iowa, my good friends at Zomer Company Realty and Auction, tell you what, they're selling a 2010 John Deere 7930 mechanical front, 467 actual original one owner hours. So that baby's gonna be fireworks, I think.
Yeah.
And then some other nice tractors on the sale, including a 13 model Case H Farmall 125A Westendorf loader, only 695 hours, one owner. So that's again Zomer Realty and Auction over in Northwest Iowa. And then also Thursday, Van Atkinson, great auctioneer, great friend, helped me for many years. He has an online auction in the Roseville, Illinois area. And they've got a 2011 John Deere 9430 four-wheel drive, 2,531 hours. And Chip, we've talked a lot about how these four-wheel drives that are nice with little age on them have just been smoking hot. In fact, the record on a 9430 was just set last Wednesday. BigIron.com, one out of Dakota City, Nebraska, an 11 model 2200 hours went for 261.5.
Wow.
And that broke a record from 11 years ago by $9,000. So again, the one Thursday that Van Adkison is selling could be a hot one there as well.
That's right. That's right. You're going to be out and about this week as well, right?
Yes, yes. Wednesday, I'm going to be up in London, Ontario, speaking to the Ontario Grain Farmers meeting. And then Thursday, I'll be in Lincoln, Illinois for the Ag Breakfast there. Really looking forward to both those events.
All right. Good stuff, buddy. Travel safe. You're going to have more than 100 tractors to pick from for your pick of the week next week. It's going to be an exciting week.
Yeah, it'll be fun. We'll catch up with you soon.
All right. Greg Peterson, Machinery Pete. We've got Mike Steenhook from the U.S. Soy Transportation Coalition up next here on AgriTalk.